Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Alan, House Democrats opened their first day of arguments in former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial Wednesday with searing footage of the U.S. Capitol riot as they painted Trump as an inciter-in-chief who systematically riled up his supporters and falsely convinced them the election had been stolen, culminating in the deadly attack. Striking video and audio really gave you an inside look, stuff we've never seen before, of how close it came to lawmakers being attacked themselves. And Exhibit A was former Vice President Mike Pence.
Well, if you listened, and it was the most incredible video that I have ever seen. I mean, I was glued to the television watching what was going on. And it is so true, David, that the philosophy of the Democrats was clearly to indicate that Mike Pence was a major target of Trump. His obsequious vice president, who had done everything that Trump had asked, and Trump turned around and asked him to do something that was highly illegal and to upset the election. And Pence didn't do it, and Trump unleashes this mob, and he talks about Mike Pence, if Mike Pence would only do the right thing. Now, there's a philosophy here. Obviously, the Democratic majority in the House of Representatives was trying to convict Trump. And the way that they were doing that was they were appealing to the Republican senators who refused to move over and telling them that their own vice president, Mike Pence, was in grave danger and that the mob was looking for him. And then makes the point again and again and again, Pence, Pence, Pence. The reason they were doing that, obviously, is they were trying to get these senators who have steadfastly refused to consider convicting Trump, that too would have been in grave danger because Pence, the Republican, was, and that this guy Trump could turn on anybody. It seemed to me that that was what was going on, and it was something that I will never forget. And, of course, people died as a result of this. One heroic police officer died. He was given a rotunda memorial. And I think the Democrats knew what they were doing when they did that. So we have a moral question that comes to the Republican senators who refuse to move on this. Do you believe that Donald Trump incited this riot? His remarks have been played again and again and again. It really does come down to the crisis of ethics and decency in American government. Are you a patriot? Or are you somebody who is just interested, as I have said again and again and again, in how many years you were a senator on your tombstone when that happens? This is really the limit, a test of American democracy and where we are. David, we have the longest live written constitution in the world now, and yet we are a baby. We're just talking about a couple of hundred years, 300 years, something like that. And it is a time when every American has to reflect what it is that they want and who it is that they are.
Some of the most damning testimony came from Trump supporters. I mean, the people who were screaming in the crowds. I see an article this morning. One of the Proud Boys says that he was deceived by Trump. Trump told him to go to the Capitol and to fight. And then there's that audio of the Capitol police officer who acknowledges that, quote, speech is now over. A riot has begun.
That's right. Look, what can you say except that it's all there? All the evidence is there about what was going on. It was a riot. These people were directed. It would appear that there are many people who think that Trump will not be convicted because of cheap politics. And the American people have to see that. If you're a Republican senator and you know that your longevity in politics is now limited, if you're in a red state, okay, you say I'm for Trump no matter what, and you survive. If you're in a purplish state where you can have an election, as we just saw in Georgia, where a Democrat can win, it's red all right, but it's not that red. That has got to be going through these politicians' minds as they consider what to do. When they go home at night and they lay their head on the pillow and they say, what am I going to do? Am I going to give up my office because of Susan Collins? Or will I give up my office because I haven't been Republican enough? I've been able to negotiate this all along. Or will I really do what is right? Because that's what's at stake, doing what is right. It is clear that Trump incited them. His words are being played all day long. We know what he did. And yet, in the name of political survival, these cowards, these feckless, these spineless people refuse to go along and say, this is what would be right. Consider yourself on a jury, David. You know what you're facing. You have other people around you. You don't think the guy did it or the woman did it. And yet, you haven't got the guts to take on the mob around you. That's what's going on right now.
Yeah, so many on that jury are complicit, aren't they, Alan?
They are. I'm sorry. They put their hand on a Bible or the Constitution, and they swore that they would uphold the Constitution of the United States. And it is just reprehensible in every sense of the word that they are not doing what they should do, which is to be jurors and to look at the evidence and to say, this is just not right, and we have to make sure that Americans never face this kind of stuff again.
And you kept making the point that despite the obvious acquittal, that you have the votes to do it, that this trial needs to be done, that this evidence needs to be shown to the American people. And how much does that impact what happens to Trump going forward? How much of a movement he could create, for example, after we witness all this?
Well, that's right, David. I think Trump is done. I think the great reason for having this trial is so that the American people would see for themselves that their congresspeople were put in danger, that Mitt Romney and Mike Pence, somebody was directing these people. Let me put it that way. Somebody was directing these people. We know that the president of the United States stood up there and said, you go down there, I'm going with you. He was a liar as usual. He didn't go. But we do know what he did, and this is where the rubber meets the road. Either you're chicken or you're doing what's right. I'm waiting for the first one of those people who have declared that they were for Trump no matter what to change their mind, because that will make them an American hero.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.